saving money on your next painting project at Menards. Pristine interior paint and primer in one is Dutch Boy's best hiding and most durable paint. It delivers a smooth, elegant finish while providing maximum scuff, stain, and mark resistance. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and get your painting project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. If you missed the first hour of the show, always remind you, ESPN975.com. The tabs are at the top where you can click on Usual Suspects and catch up on what you missed there. And while you're there, you can download the app with easy-to-follow instructions on the front page. Therefore, you take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss a thing. We caught up with Barry on what happened over the weekend in Arkansas. We discussed some Astros. And Jerry, who has been pretty much...
Eyebrows Jerry,
yeah,
according to the board.
Eyebrows Jerry. I mean, it used to be that we saw Jerry, we knew exactly who it was.
Yeah.
Right off the top, we got the hi-o and everything was good. But now he's got to identify himself because his loser ass has been MIA for the most part for months. Jerry, welcome to
the show.
This is The Usual Suspects.
I've been listening.
Welcome in.
What's up, man?
I'm listening. I'm lurking about.
But, stay away from playgrounds if you're lurking.
What's that?
Stay away from playgrounds if you're lurking.
Oh, I'm not allowed within 150 feet. You know that.
All right. And you're a father.
You guys need sensitivity training when now that your interns are like, oh, what's your name? Jerry. Oh, eyebrow Jerry, right?
Wow. That was me, you dummy. That was me, you dumbass.
That was Nick.
Yeah, that was me.
You have been away too long. See?
Yeah.
No, I mean... Yeah, I guess.
How do you not know?
Well, he calls in and he wants to talk about the NBA draft. And I'm like, bud, I don't want you to stay on hold for too long because they moved on and talked to Astros. And then I said, he's like, no, they know me. I'm like, I didn't recognize his voice either. I'm like, oh, is this eyebrows Jerry? And he's like, yep. And then that's how I knew it was him.
Are there that many Jerrys that call up there? I feel like it's like an old man name that nobody has.
It is a very old man name. But you're not the only one. We've had others.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right.
But, yeah, so anyway, well, I was going to say, but, you know, now I feel a little insulted. I feel I'm just going to, like, go away. But you were saying that if you get drafted in the second round that you don't get that 3 years contract, correct?
That's right. You get a 3-year guaranteed deal right. If you're a first-round pick in the NBA.
Right. So then you were saying you should allow them to go back to school. So now let's say they go back to school. You were saying, I believe even the other day, that maybe, like, the team retains the rights.
Right. Like
but
a bird
what would
rights.
Be the benefit of going – Right. So what would be the benefit of going back to school? Because let's say you go back and you crush it, then you come back into the draft. The team has your rights. So how, as the player, how would that make
financially?
You
because
earn
what?
More
because
money?
Look, if you're a second round pick and they don't believe in you, you're probably going to have little to no guarantees. At the best case scenario, you may get a 1-year deal, a 2-year deal. The Rockets have done that with Chandler Parsons, Ketino Mobley, etc. If you go back and say the Rockets take Barry and Barry decides and they have a discussion and they say, look, we're going to give you a 1-year deal, partial guarantees, really not feeling it right now in terms of what you bring to the table, where you're at in your career and what we have on the roster. And Barry goes, okay, I'm going back to Duke, all right? And I'm going to hone my skills. I'm going to work on some of the things you told me to work on, and we retain your rights. Now he goes back and kills it. He comes back and he realizes, I don't even have to go through the draft process. The Rockets realize what they got now. They got a guy that can play, a guy that they can find a need for in their system, and they say, okay, now we're willing to give you a 3-year guaranteed deal because you went back and proved that you could develop the skills we were looking for. And we're glad we drafted you when we did and we got your rights. No one else can have that. Does that make sense?
Understood. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And then lastly, since Nick is throwing shade my way, UFC is a huge card this weekend. Paulo Costa, Yoel Romero, the two most jacked guys in the UFC, they're calling it the Battle of the Buff Bods. It reminded me of the last time Nick got in the fight to call it the Battle of Belly Bumpers. Lasers.
He said lasers. Later. Lasers.
Nick, any rebuttal on that? Or
no, he's just mad because I called him eyebrow Jerry.
I think he is.
That's all it is.
I definitely think he was.
Yeah.
It's good to hear from Jerry. Jerry's going to be there Thursday. Listener appreciation party. So that'll be good. Good to see Jerry. He was there at the last one, too. So that was good.
He was indeed.
And I see that Palillo kind of circumvented the system. Because remember how we said the last two were going to be given away on the Blitz and it was a big deal? The last two did the last possible chance to win.
Yes.
Then Palillo went out the next day and said, yeah, I found one and I want everybody with a chance to win. So I'm going to have everyone hit me up on Twitter or email and I will pick one.
Nice.
And so he blew the system.
Well, there you go. So he got the last
But it was laugh. A suspect that won, so I was happy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, Tyler won, so we're good.
Oh, I like that. Tyler Miller?
I have to look it up.
Okay.
But he was saying, he asked AJ what the dress code was, and I was like, you're asking the wrong guy. But he thought it was like business casual, like you needed a collared shirt and khakis. And AJ's like, no, just t-shirt and shorts, bro.
Well, I thought the thing said casual, and then I did see that where somebody was like, you says casual. Does that mean business casual or casual? It's just casual. You just show up.
Well, but some people, again, don't have a clear understanding of, like, common sense. So they might be wearing, like, flip-flops and short shorts.
No, that's not casual. I mean, like...
You've seen what Charlie wears.
Well, he looked like he was going to be on a boat today.
Well, today, but he wears stuff... He never throws anything out because it still fits. So he can be...
jeans and a t-shirt. That's casual, right?
You could have some Snuggle Bunny shorts on. They're a little too short, but... I mean,
don't wear that.
Well, see, that's what I mean.
But that's not casual. That's creepy.
But also, some people sometimes need a little bit extra explanation and be told so that they don't violate and make everybody look bad.
I suppose so. I was just kind of surprised that dudes are like, oh, what to wear to the party. Just show up.
You're still a grown man.
They're not going to turn you away.
Right.
I mean, they might if you show up wearing, like, what's his name? The onesie.
Borat?
Yes. If you wear the Borat bathing suit,
with the
they may turn you away.
The slingshot grape holder is not acceptable behavior.
That's too casual.
In a social setting in public.
That's a little too casual.
I don't
Clarence,
disagree with
don't
that.
Don't wear that.
Oh, see.
See, I don't want to
see. Now
that.
I got a really just a bad visual of Clarence and that thing and just no, and that's just not right. Nick, you were there with us. I still had the other memory I always have of Clarence is when we were at doing an appearance on the north side and it was an auto... parts store.
Uh-huh.
And they had coolers they were giving away.
Uh-huh.
And Clarence sat on
he
the
sat
lid
on that Yeti cooler for about 3 hours.
God, that lid was like, I was like, no, we're giving that away.
See, you ain't right.
But you know, it's okay.
Somebody said, who has the blue chair today? Love the show. Longtime listener. I work for the city of Beaumont and listen every day. That's from Lotto.
Taking his chair,
I do.
Bro.
Joel messes with me, but he's nice.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that chair from him. He laid claim to it and he got the, I'm not taking it from him.
I forgot about that, but you did say if I showed up, you were going to have it. So thank you for not.
I know
it.
That this is weird with people that we do play bits on the radio that we don't
that
actually
we don't
mean.
Actually mean what?
But no. I would like to find, if nothing else, if we could find at least like some seat cushions or stuff, because we lead the league in chairs that do not extend upward at all. And like you have the one, and I noticed it firsthand. That blue one will start sliding down on its own.
Oh yeah, remember how I would
like
tell you
like a poltergeist
I don't know why
is in it?
I'm sinking. Yeah, it doesn't.
We have all these chairs in here. Literally, no lie, we have a half a dozen chairs in here. And they're all set as if Mario Ellie was going to join us next. They all, if Mario's sitting in it, it looks just fine on the desk. For us, it looks like we're being swallowed by, like Sarah, what's her name? Donchi. Like the earthquake's coming and we all are being swallowed under the desk.
AR Platinum said there's a difference between casual and 2 a.m. at Walmart casual. That's true.
Just Walmart, period. You see some of these people that post pictures from Walmart going, nowhere in public... Even if it is a Walmart, should you be allowed to wear some of the stuff that they wear at Walmart?
Okay, so I have a question for you. You have a kid and another one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how you would handle this. So I got home yesterday from the road, told Nora, I was like, let's just go. I want to go out to eat. Let's just go get a steak, have a nice dinner. Been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to a steak place. Not a fancy steak place, but I like this place. Saltcrest. I like Saltcrest. Okay. They make a good steak.
Uh-huh.
So we go to the steak place and there's this couple and their mom and a kid. And I don't know how old the kid is. He's young. But the kid, the entire time, not just once, not just once every 10 minutes, every 20 seconds would just scream at the top of his lungs.
Nope.
Just go, ah! just for no reason.
Not acceptable.
And, you know, like the first five times every 20 to 30 seconds that they would do it, I was like, all right, I'm just not going to – it's not – but, dude, you, 4, 5, 6 minutes in, he's doing it, and they're trying to stop him there. Oh, look at the iPad, and he's not wanting to look at the phones. At one point, I swear to you, one of the wait staff from in the kitchen goes, enough already. Like, you heard a waiter yell that. I was like, yeah, please. At what point do you just say, we got to go?
After the first time. Well, after the first time, what I'm doing is that I'm going to lay down a very stern warning that that's it. You don't do that. Explain it so that she gets it.
Well, no. So I would say he might have been, I don't know. He definitely didn't. He wasn't talking yet. So he was a baby.
Well, then,
not a baby, but you know, maybe 1, 2 years old, sure. Something like that.
So then if that's the case, if they're not
in comprehension. When do kids start talking? I have no idea.
Like 1.5.
Oh, so maybe he was, you know,
they'll learn certain words maybe earlier than that, but they start really developing.
Yeah. So he probably wasn't more than a year old then.
But, you know, we've all been there with Taylor where it was just like, I'm taking her outside.
Okay.
And I'm going to take her outside. I'm going to walk her around, carry her on my shoulder a little bit and bring her back in and settle her down. If a bottle does it, great. If, you know, she's cool after that, great. But if it happens more than once or twice, we will pack it up and go.
Dude, they did none of that.
And as they get older,
worst night. Oh my God!
Taylor's learned real quickly that there—that's just there's certain things you just don't do. And Lisa's parents were like that too. Mine were the same way. And either you act like you want to be out at a restaurant where you love the desserts and the pizza and the stuff that they have, like even Olive Garden. She loves her cheese pizza.
Yeah.
And she loves they do a kids platter where you also get a dessert menu to choose from. I was like, if you don't want me to say that you're not getting your dessert, and we'll take the pizza home for you. Then act like a big girl and not a baby, and she'll get it because you got to explain
good.
It.
It was just they didn't. I mean, they tried a little bit, but they didn't care.
So they stayed their whole meal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not.
I was miserable, and then there was a fly flying around. It was the worst. I was just like, we should have just stayed home. Should have just stayed home and ate. I could have made a steak at the house, sat on the couch in my drawers eating steak.
Plus, you saved enough money already where you could have paid for it.
That's true. And you know what, Joel? Look at you. I could have saved some of that money with GetUpside. I wish Saltgrass was in GetUpside. Hey, there's still a lot of restaurants in GetUpside where you can get cash back. There's over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can get cash back in your pocket using the GetUpside app. Up to 35% cash back, as a matter of fact. So if you're not using GetUpside, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go ahead and download it right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back when you use it to fill up your tank. So you can fill up your belly. You can fill up your tank. You can do both through GetUpside. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon with GetUpside. And last week, we had listeners telling us where they could get 20, 25 cents a gallon cash back. And the thing I love about GetUpside is this isn't just a one-time thing. This you could use it as many times as you want to in a day, in a week. It doesn't matter. That's why listeners are getting up to $400 in their account already by using the app. So what are you waiting for? I'm using it. Nick using it. AJ's using it. Jake Asman jumped on it, got $7 back on his first fill up. Aaron Raybould and his wife argue over it. Dude, everybody's here is using it. Our families are using it. What are you waiting on? Make sure you put GetUpside on your phone right now. Don't forget that promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Get that extra cash back on your first fill up. Start getting that cash back and thank me later, you guys.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling throughout number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Monday. And hopefully it's a fun day for you listening to us till 4. Blitz takes you till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5. Shout out to USA Mike who had to go earlier, but he did tweet the show and said he was calling in because of the Osuna plunking the tying run on base, then giving up the home run. Why doesn't he just get the damn out for a guy suspended for hitting someone? Does AJ Hinch bench him? No, he does not bench him.
No.
After the game, A.J. Hinch was asked about it. He said, look, this is ridiculous. We're not even talking about this. Osuna actually said he didn't do it intentionally, which I'm not sure I believe, because Blummer was absolutely on the path of saying, hey, look, this is the last time you play Baltimore. They plunked Bregman as if they had the red ass because of the home run and the comeback.
Yeah.
So you go and get the catcher. If you can't get the pitcher himself because he's not batting, then you go and get his battery mate the last time he's up. Now, unfortunately, it comes back to bite you in many ways. It puts the tying run on. It puts you in a tough situation. But it also ends up costing you the game.
Yeah, I don't think you bench that guy. Now, again, like I said last night, the thought did pop into my head that it won't surprise me if somehow he goes on the DL for 10 days just to get – because you've got Presley, you've got guys. And like we talked about that bullpen and how much experience they have in the closer's role, whether you think some of them are still capable of it or not. But Davinsky has been a closer for this team. Harris, Rondon, Presley can close. So there's plenty of guys that can close out a game and have experience doing it. So it's not like you're in trouble. You've got a pretty sizable lead right now in the division. All things considered, you're not missing the playoffs. It might not be a bad idea to let him rest for a while.
No, I'm with you. And that's something totally different, though, than saying benching. You're going to... Yeah,
you're not going to bench Osuna,
And I'll
sure.
tell you what, if it was indeed the case, and obviously I wouldn't doubt it if someone actually was honest for a change and said that it was, but I know that he's got the support of his locker room because of the fact that he had the back of a guy that's gotten plunked that has happened in the past. I want to say it happened one other time where it was, I think, Bregman, and they went out and said...
Bregman seems to get hit quite a bit.
Well, he's a little bit of a showman.
Yeah.
Too.
A little bit.
But, you know, for whatever reason, look, again, that's part of the reason why you love the way this team is constructed and the locker room aspect of it. It's because they are such a tight-knit bunch. They do have each other's back. Uncle Mike and, you know, and his relationship with Springer fit right in. Those are the kind of things they look at. Sure, the stats are great, but you also have a culture in that locker room in which the player coming in has got to fit. And they've done a great job of that.
Somebody said, Barry, how can we have a fifth starting... starting pitcher and demolish the Orioles 23-2, and then JV goes out on the mound and loses the next day. That's baseball.
It is.
That's the crazy thing. You've got a team that came in as one of the biggest underdogs in the history of the league into a single game.
They said it might be the biggest upset in Major League Baseball in the last 15 years.
And they were, at one point, the Astros, I think, were a minus 550. That's ridiculous.
Did it get that high? Yeah. It was in the high 400s.
No, it got to a minus 550. And... so there's obviously that other squad is a professional baseball team, and they probably feel disrespected by Vegas and everybody else. And so, you know, they have something to prove, and they come out and they handle their business. And it's a gut punch in a way. But you know what? At the end of the day, you go rattle off three or four, you've won another series. I mean, the flight back's probably a little awkward just because, but... I do like the point that you were making about, hey, you know what? That's a tight-knit group. They've got each other's back, and at the end of the day, that's all they care about. They won another series. They move on. Yeah.
So we wanted to make sure we took care of USA Mike because he had to go, and we appreciate him listening during work time. So there's that. Texans back at it, by the way, this week. Lions coming in for another couple days of practice before they play Saturday night at NRG. Duke Johnson has yet to practice, but he is in town. He is ready to go. So they're kind of getting settled in. JJ back on the practice field. They gave DeAndre Hopkins the day off today. I saw some things where people were getting more on this Trent Williams thing, but they're like, Trent Williams and a second round pick, that should get it done. If you got to give up that much to get a guy that wants out, that doesn't look like he'll ever play for a franchise again, then you really do need a general manager. Because
they're saying to give up?
You'd have to give up Clowney and a second round pick.
Okay, because you said Trent Williams. So you're saying, I thought you meant they could get Trent and a second round pick.
Yeah, people are suggesting if you give up Clowney and a second. No, I don't think you have to give Clowney up at all in that deal.
I thought Clowney and you would get Trent and a second round pick.
I would take that. That would be huge.
I'd do that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, and they were suggesting that you got to give up more than just Clowney. No way.
I'm not giving up Clowney and a pick for Trent Williams.
And basically, right now, when you look at the defense... and the way it's constructed, unless you can figure out another pass rusher or two, it's really going to be Watt, Merciless, and Clowney. And if Clowney's not there, or if you're going to move him, you better find a guy that's going to slide in, that's going to give you some pressures on the quarterback and be able to get on the edge.
Would you, if let's say you couldn't work a deal out for somebody like that, what's the lowest draft pick you would take for Clowney?
Second.
Really?
Yeah, he was the number one overall pick in
That's
the
whole draft. That's what I was going to say. I don't think I would take anything other than a first round pick.
You know what? Again,
I think I'd just be like,
the only thing that you can say is if you're in a position, a disadvantage.
Where you lose him.
Where people know you're going to lose him anyway and he doesn't want to be there. Kind of like Trent Williams.
But yeah, but he can sit out and not get paid and do that for the next 2 years because you can franchise him twice. So you've got him franchised for this year so he can sit out and not get paid this year. Then you franchise him again next year, and he can sit out and not get paid, and then he can go hit the free agent mark. But that's 2 years without playing football. He's playing chicken too now.
Yeah, because then you're talking about the Le'Veon Bell situation, and once you lose the contact and all the things that your body's conditioned to, can you get back to that level?
You're losing out on a lot of money too. You're getting fined. So I think both sides kind of have a pressing need to get on the field and figure something out, whether it's a trade or a contract. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to trading him. It's just you don't want to just give him away.
No.
Go if they got a first rounder or if they could just do it straight up for Trent Williams, happy camper.
Jason Aber, by the way, is saying Duke Johnson's now got a hamstring issue.
Well, he had that hamstring issue.
Okay. So that's why he's still not practicing.
Yeah. They went out and got him with the hamstring issue. So you knew that was he had tweaked it and he had some issues with it in camp.
And I'm not trying to stir anything up here, okay? I legitimately am not, but I did want to point out to you, and I retweeted, I can do it again. Fran Duffy, ex-video football coordinator, but NFL draft junkie, he puts all these videos on Twitter. He put video out of the Eagles' Andre Dillard.
Okay.
If you need your memory refreshed, Texans fans, this is the guy that won one pick before you picked that everybody thought was the surefire left tackle in this draft. He's dominating. Mm. Now, he's not a guy that's going to be moved to guard this year. I just want to point out, right here looks like he's already ready to go week one.
I feel like this is your Packer fan this to us Texans fans.
No, because I wanted to see the Texans get it right. And they had ample opportunity, 21 picks or so to do so, to get the guy that they should have wanted. Now, of course, in retrospect, they said they got the guy they wanted. But watching that guy on video, I don't know.
Sure, leave it to the guy who roots for the team with David Bakhtiari to start talking mess about left tackles. I know.
Pretty,
that's what I'm saying.
Pretty good, Nick, that Bakhtiari.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know. But I'm saying as a Texans fan, I would still have an issue with this. I would look at this guy on film and go, how could you not?
Okay, but it's preseason, and you want to see. Talk to me in 8 weeks.
I was
going to
say, at the end of the year, you and I are going to compare Packers Texans division by division, and then we're going to compare Andre Dillard to Titus Howard.
Okay,
we'll see where we're at.
One might be a backup guard, and one might be a starting left tackle.
Might make an All-Pro team. You never know. At least going to start probably 16 games and do pretty well. We'll see. All right, that's the first half of the show. We got some football and some baseball and some other things. And, boy, we got plenty more where that came from in the second half. So don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. System. Is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, it's fantasy football time. You can be in my league if you want to join. Meet me out at Twin Peaks Shenandoah next Monday, August 19th. Hang out from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to be doing our live ESPN fantasy football draft for my league. And so we said at 2:30 we would give away three more slots in the league. Well, one of you that called at the 1:30 time hung up, so we added a slot. So now I've got four slots available. So be one of the first four callers right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. If you are one of the first four, you will get a slot in my fantasy league. Joel's going to have a fantasy league. We'll do that tomorrow. Nick's going to have his own fantasy league. But this is if you want to play in the, what did I say? The We Hate Joel League.
The low-hanging fruit Dingleberry League. Yes.
No, we're not calling it that.
Oh.
But yeah, call right now, 713-780-3776. First place wins a $100 gift card. Make sure, though, if you're going to do this, make sure you can attend the draft live at Twin Peaks in Shenandoah next Monday, August 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Don't call if you're not going to be there. That's the worst. You auto-draft people. Ugh.
Yeah,
auto-drafters are the worst. They're like people that get in the right lane and don't turn right at the stoplight. Ugh.
But we were talking about that before the show today, though. There's a real issue with people with road rage and just no driving skills anymore. And it was, you mentioned I was coming back. I got caught in the traffic, and I remembered this time that leaving downtown after basketball Saturday to get back home to Sugarland, that 59 was closed between 610 and Chimney Rock from basically from the studio back towards like Westland.
Okay.
So I went through the Galleria area and San Felipe to then cross over on Sage to get back to 59. And you got this little, I want to be Richard Gere, older man in a Porsche 911 Carrera. And he's going up San Felipe through like the high rent district, the River Oaks area.
Okay.
Just swerving back and forth in the two lanes, and guy turn lane, he wants to accelerate and the car lowers a little bit to get to the right lane. And I'm just looking at him shaking my head the whole time because inevitably through the entire half mile to mile it took me, he never got with it. I was always right on his back bumper at the next stop sign or light.
Yeah.
So eventually we get
I'm that guy. Totally that guy.
So we get near the railroad tracks, which is an incline and it's rough, and he's got that low riding car.
Yeah.
And he goes, he sees a car ready to turn, and he swerves, then he sees another one, and so he tries to swerve back and he's stuck. So he sits in the middle between the two lanes. And I'm just watching this and I'm going, you know what? I'm not gonna be that guy. I'm just gonna go. So the minute one lane clears, he guns it. He does about 90 miles an hour, and he's flying up the road. And the next thing, he comes to some more railroad tracks, and he's got to stop. And then we get over the railroad tracks, and here I am right up on his bumper. And he's looking back in the back. He's got his sunglasses on. I'm just shaking my head. And he starts pointing.
It's Jerry.
He starts pointing, going, do you want to pull over? I'm like, what? Are you serious? Bro, I mean, I'm sorry that you're in the little penis club trying to hang on to your Porsche 911 and drive fast in a residential area. But you really want me to pull over and get out of the car so that I can laugh at you out loud for being an idiot?
Wow.
It's Saturday afternoon. And look, just because you tried to be Speed Racer and it didn't work out, don't get mad at me for laughing.
I hate that. That's the worst, is when you pass somebody and I'll be like, why don't you flim flam and get over, blah, blah, and I'll give them the business. Yeah. And then I get up to the light and then they just pull up next
right
to you.
Up next
and you're just like,
never
oh, jeez, I just want to run this light and go somewhere. I'm embarrassed right now. Because I'll always do that. Like, I can't stand when people drive slow. If you're going the speed limit and I'm speeding, I'm not so upset about that because that's on me. But if you're going like, if the speed limit's, you know, just on like a side road or something, 45, and you're going 35,
oh man,
I hate you. So, you know, I'll pass them, I'll honk or whatever, and then that's the worst is when you speed around someone going the speed limit or less, and then they meet you at the light.
Yeah,
and they're just sitting there looking at you like, all that for nothing.
And I get it, like, on the highway, but the thing is like, on the highway, left lane, fast lane.
Yeah.
If you understand that, traffic runs so much more smoothly.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no one that understands it around here either.
No.
But the fact that you have to, you want to consume both lanes, and you want to, and then to make a statement, you're so mad that you got screwed out of me.
That you want to fight.
That you gun it, and then you want to fight me. And I always hear Lisa in the back of my head, because she's like, you're not single and 25 anymore.
Yeah.
You can't go punch him and beat his ass. He might have a gun. You can't do that. You have a daughter now and a family. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna use some self-control here. But then I looked at him, and I watched him turn off, and I'm like, you really don't want any of this.
No.
And you're probably about... From what he looked like in the rearview mirror, he looked like he was about 5'3 and weighed about $125. But yet he was
the angry bagel guy.
Maybe.
It could have been, right?
Yeah. Mm. With the Bono yellow tinted glasses.
You could have went viral. Hey, 409 James texted us. He said, my wife and I are heading home from Texas Children's with our beautiful baby girl, Olivia.
Congratulations.
The suspects are still our ride home, even if Joel thinks Olivia is a basic ass name.
I didn't say that.
Love the show. I remember that.
I didn't say it was a basic.
No, I remember that.
You always got to stir it up. No.
Bashing Olivia. I was like, why are you being... You were like, yeah, that's basic.
No, it isn't. Basic
I remember
is like
that.
I'm going to offend more people. So I'm not going to.
I totally remember that. And then he sent me a screenshot of his get upside. So I'm going to use that next time because more money. Juan brings up something. He said, quick shout out to the Steelers receiver coach who passed.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I did. And we're
pretty
still waiting
sudden,
on.
Right?
Yeah, we're waiting on cause of death because 62 years old. They're obviously in the middle of a training camp. They had a game the other night. And then all of a sudden, they just announced that he's passed away suddenly. And you heard he had coached for the Bears, the Cardinals, and the Steelers. And everybody, all the organizations tweeting out what a great guy he was. Juju Smith-Schuster for the Steelers saying that he was his favorite coach of all time. Even Lance Zierlein said that his dad had worked with him in Arizona and that he was such a great guy and a knowledgeable guy. He learned so much from him that you're like, God, just a shame. And obviously people don't put enough value on how fragile life can be with something like that. And you can go so quickly.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible, man. I'm curious to see what the cause of death is, but, you know, 62 years old, there's no telling. It could be, you know, a million different things that you don't even know is wrong with you, but pretty sad. It just, that sucks, man.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, too, when you're in training camp, and
three
obviously,
daughters.
Yeah,
golly.
The only thing you can think of, too, is because you had a training camp game, or you had a game and you're in training camp, they normally give you the next day off, that maybe that was the one time where unfortunately he wasn't around medical staff. You know, they always have so many medical people on call 24 hours a day around training camp because there's always injuries that pop up and treatment that's needed. And you'd hate to think that, hey, they had a game, you get to spend some time with your family and go home for a day or two, and then you didn't have any of the treatment around you, regardless of whatever it was that happened. And maybe there wasn't anything you could do, but it's just a sad story.
I feel like, speaking of the NFL, I feel like there's a lot of kicker issues right now.
Yeah, there really is.
The Bears can't find one.
Well, you said the other day that freaking Ron Rivera did him a favor and called a timeout to put pressure on one of the guys.
Vikings had to trade for the Ravens.
Please say his name.
Vedvik?
I think it's Vivek.
Is it?
I think so.
The D is silent?
I think
all
so.
All right, don't get me started.
Yeah. Be careful. It's always the silent D that gets
silent
you.
Silent D sneaks up on you. There's nothing worse than getting snuck up on by a silent D. And then the Jets, their Canzaro retires.
That's just a weird.
Just,
I mean,
he missed a couple extra points. He was like, well, that's it. And then he's all happy. He's like, oh, this was great. I never thought I'd do all this, but I'm out.
Seriously. I mean, it's one thing to say you're quitting because you suck.
Yeah.
And another, I'm retiring. Well, you're retiring because you couldn't make a kick. You're in the Jets camp and you were struggling mightily. Well, I'm retiring. Well, it's a good look, buddy, but the record speaks for itself.
I mean, I guess you could say he went out on his own, but.
Really?
You kind of knew the writing was on the wall, right?
He knew he was going to miss it. He was heading for the door, but he missed it wide left. I mean, he's trying to get out of camp and ran into the wall. Jeez.
And then there's this, and I'm not trying to open up the can of worms, but did you see Trump's comments about
Kaepernick? Yeah.
He basically said if he's good enough, he should be playing. But my first thought was the way he said it. The quote, it was just a lot of good enough. This is, I'm just going to read you the quote that was printed. If he was good enough, they'd hired him, Trump said. Why wouldn't he play if he was good enough? I think if he was good enough, I know the owners. I know Bob Kraft. I know so many of the owners. If he's good enough, they'd sign him. So if he's good enough, I know these people. They would sign him in a heartbeat. They will do anything they can to win games. He pretty much said if he's good enough 1,000 times in the quote.
He said a lot lately.
Yeah, but... The thing about this story isn't the fact that Trump came out and said if he's good enough he should be playing. But my thought when I read this article was like, how many people that have hated him, Kaepernick, for the kneeling that are probably, and I'm making an assumption and painting with a broad brush, but are also Trump supporters, heads are going to explode because they're like, wait a minute, he's supporting Kaepernick?
Yeah.
What do we do now?
Well, and all
what
of this,
are we supposed to think?
All of this kind of was stirred up by the fact that Kaepernick put this video out that he's been training and working out and, you know, is not done. So somehow it got to the president and he decided to chime in, which is so shockingly rare. But at the same time, I mean, we still go down this whole slippery slope and path again where you say, okay, you're putting the video out there. And there was, like, I think a year ago, he was working out here for a while, throwing to receivers and doing things. But you know, are you willing to take a backup? It's like the Carmelo Anthony thing. Are you willing to play and take a backup role, or do you have to be a starter? Are there salary requirements? You know, all the different things that you got to figure out before you even say, hey, he would be an ideal backup.
Right.
I mean, the bottom line is, with the situation that they got down on Kirby.
I was sitting here thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
We've talked about this every year.
It
seems like since the show's been on.
Yeah.
Like every year you could think, boy, you could do a lot worse at the backup QB position.
Right.
On this Texans team. Now, McCarron is a different story, but he's, you know, and him and QT
still not
are probably
athletic and
yeah.
He doesn't bring the running factor in.
That's true. But, I mean, and he's probably not going to miss the regular season. Him and QT probably miss the majority of the rest of the preseason. But there's got to be a team out there that if you looked at the depth chart and you just looked at what they have at the backup QB position, you look at it and go, what a mess. Now, again, he's been out since, what, 2016?
It's been, yeah.
That's a long time to be, especially at that position. I don't think you can go 3 years or close to it having not taken a snap on the field.
Again, we talked about it when you talk about guys sitting out for their contracts and everything else. There's
just
a certain
1 year's a lot.
Body conditioning that gets into from taking the hits and the way you bounce back and just the grind of it all. And when your body starts to relax a little bit, and like you said, it's that much time off, it's hard to come back, man. They say that in every sport.
Yeah.
But especially as physical a sport as football is.
Rust, man.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it's the rest versus rust philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Continue to roll on. Hour number two, 3 hour show. Still plenty more to go. So if you want to join us, got something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Cursed his name, turned and chased the dollar, but it broke his heart, so he stuck his middle finger to the world.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlue, and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlue is easy to use, and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlue. I certainly was.
Find MyBlue in a store near you or order online, myblue.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, wrapping up hour number two, 3 hour show with the final segment right here. Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on The Usual Suspects on a Monday fun day. I always appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you missed it, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week, we're giving away slots in each of us having a fantasy football league this year. Barry is today, and you got one more chance to win $330. The first three callers, right?
That's right. First three callers at 3:30. We got four in that last segment at 2:30.
We did.
We got two at the 1:30.
So a total of six, and we're left with three.
We got three left for 3:30. So guys, call at 3:30. We'll still announce
it. Dude, your math has gotten so much better.
I know. I'm working on it.
That was solid.
Hey, what kind of hybrid human animal would you want to create if you could create one?
Well, that's an easy question to just off the cuff throw at me. I mean,
well, okay, so there was this article that came out there that human animal hybrids are about to become a real life thing.
Okay.
So in Japan, they have cleared the way for scientists to begin mixing human and animal cells.
Okay.
So they're basically going to start creating animals and the purpose of this is to save lives. But they're basically going to start growing organs and stuff, human organs, inside of animals.
Oh, wow.
For transplants and all this other stuff. And so people are like, ugh. They're never going to take it as far as creating like a... Was it, is
like
it
a hybrid?
Is it a minotaur? Is that the horse? What's the, no, minotaur is a bull. What's the half horse, half
Well, there's the commercial human? Now. Where the, yeah.
It's the Old the Spice guy's
on
guy,
the,
right?
Yeah, he's on the motorcycle.
What is half horse, half human? Or half horse, yeah, half horse, half man is a
centaur. Centaur?
It's a centaur. And a minotaur is a half bull, half horse.
Okay.
I don't know. I
would incorporate a cheetah.
Oh, there you go.
Simply because of the quickness and the agility.
I mean, I would like to be half horse, but just
a lion.
I see what
just
you did
part,
there.
Just yeah. one part.
And then you just would like to be put out to stud.
I mean, that would be, if I could be, you would want to be half lion, half human? Those are.
I would be half lion, half human. Yeah. I think you can tear some people up. Being half lion, half human.
Well, plus if you get your temper with a lion's ability to roar and take care of business, that could be a pretty...
I'd be a beast. I'd be a beast.
Pretty beast.
It says, we don't expect to create human organs immediately, but this allows us to advance our research based upon the know-how we've gained up to this point. So they're serious about growing and harvesting human organs inside of animals. That's freaky to me.
Yeah, I mean, I know the medical medical technology is amazing, but yeah, that's...
Uh-oh, got an Amber Alert. Did you get it?
No, not yet.
Austin, Texas.
I did.
2007 gold Pontiac Torrent.
What's
a Torrent?
Do they still make Pontiacs?
No, what's a Pontiac Torrent?
Pontiac went out of business, right?
What's a Pontiac? Forget a Torrent. What the hell is a Pontiac anymore?
I did get it, yeah. I don't know what a
Torrent is. 2009 Pontiac Torrent.
What does it look like?
I got 2007.
Like a small SUV, almost like a Ford Escape kind of, but uglier.
Yeah, because Pontiac went completely under, right?
Yeah, I remember.
My college roommate had a Grand Am.
Oh, I think I told you all the story about the chick that would pick me and my buddy up in high school and go. She was like 21 or 22, and we were like 17.
Yeah.
And she would buy us alcohol. She had a Pontiac. And then I swore I would never have a Pontiac because of that, because she was weird. Yeah, they stopped making Pontiacs and Oldsmobiles a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Every once in a while, you know, since as much driving as I do, I'll see like an Oldsmobile. I'll be like, damn. See a Cutlass on the road.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Another one.
Like, man.
I'm surprised with a name like Oldsmobile that it lasted that long anyway.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
My dad's company car was always a Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, my mom had a Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah.
My dad, I remember my dad had a, this is the first car I ever remember. It was a Ford LTD.
Yep.
And it was this, I mean, it was a monster of a car. And it was like sky blue.
It was like the cheaper version of a Lincoln Continental. But it was like a boat, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that thing was, that was back in the day when you had one long front seat and everybody had to move up or move back with the driver.
Bench seats, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, this is what's funny is if you're under the age of 30, this is going to sound so weird, but this was on the radio. You had to set the station. You had to manually adjust the band and the knob to get to the station. Then there was these little tabs.
Pulled it
out and pushed the tab all the way in to set that station. It was the most anti. But at the time, you were like, yeah.
Yep.
And then my dad had the 8-track player, and I was like, what?
Yeah, mine did too.
That's crazy.
But that's, I never.
I remember that.
That sounded so
Ford
weird.
Ford LTD.
I can't imagine any of that.
What?
It just sounds so weird.
I know.
People used to do that back in the day, all you old people.
Shut up.
I would never have thought.
Shut up.
Crazy. Yeah, and the 8-tracks were something else.
Yeah. I never understood the concept of the 8-track. It because it was like you flipped it over too, right?
Did you?
Or no, you didn't.
I don't think
was
you
it
did.
Just one?
I think it was just the cartridge just inserted.
But you could select the track, right? Didn't it have like you could pick one of the 8? I don't know.
I knew that then, like, because like then my dad got one of the first cassette, AM/FM cassette radios, and like for fast forward, you'd have to wait to hear it. It would go, and when you got the quick little,
you had to,
spot with nothing going, you're like, oh, there's the next song.
But to rewind it, you had to take it out, flip it over, fast forward it, and then take it out, flip it over, and put it back in again. The struggle was real back in
no
the day, man.
Question.
AM only
but
on the
I'll
radio.
Say this. Like the LTD you were talking about, stuff like that. If you hit something with that car, that something was hurt. Because those things were all steel, and they were like a tank.
They were huge.
Yeah, there was no plastic on it, no cheaply made. That thing was gonna could do some damage.
This was back in the day when both of my parents smoked before they got divorced. Both of them smoked. And this was, you didn't realize, I think you kind of knew smoking was bad, but no one cared, even about the kids. So we would be driving from our house to go see my grandparents in like Belleville, Brenham area. It's called Kenny, Texas, but it's between the two. And they would be smoking and drinking and just, and me and my sister would be on the floor with like our, we would put our shirt over our mouths and get on the floor because it was just, it was like a nightclub in the car. It was awful.
Yeah. I grew up with a lot of parents like that.
God.
And then like.
No wonder I smoked when I got older.
They'd throw all the kids in the back of the station wagon. I remember our neighbor's mom was taking us somewhere and I didn't think anything of it. I mean, I'm not old enough to know anything like that. And I was like, man, Mrs. So-and-so was just swerving all over the road. It was so fun. We were like, yeah. And my mom was like, wait a minute, what? Yeah, I was like, it was awesome. Like, we were barely stopping at stop signs and lights, and we took corners really fast, and we were having a blast. My mom's like, wait a minute, what? She's like, yeah, you're not riding with them ever again.
Did it smell like your Uncle Jack? What? Yeah, a little bit. She was drinking, damn it.
Smelled like a stronger version of armpits and medicine cabinet. Yeah.
Do you guys remember pull-out radios? Oh, I had one.
Oh, I did too.
And I got in I beat somebody with mine once. Got in a fight.
And the one where the face popped off?
Yeah. Which was so useless, I feel like.
The faceplate one?
Yeah.
Because you like took it out and then you put it in your glove box so you could still steal the entire
thing. You didn't want to carry it around, too.
No, yeah. I took mine.
I remember you said you would carry yours. Like, I would never carry mine
but
around.
But I had the whole... You talking about just the faceplate or the whole pullout?
I'm talking about
no,
the
No, people would... The faceplate. Like, they would actually carry that around. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I'm talking about the whole pullout radio I would take with me. I would go... I wherever
you just
I was
carry
going,
the radio around?
It looked kind of like a merce.
Yeah.
A man purse you're carrying around the radio.
When I worked at Journeys at Willowbrook Mall, I would take it in with me. And that's when I got into some ex-girlfriend sent these dudes to beat me up in the parking lot. And I went out there and I was like, all right, which one of y'all's first? And this dude stepped up and I hit him in the head.
With the radio?
With the pull-out radio. And the rest of them were like, forget it. They just left. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first time I didn't take the pull-out face with me is the time that the whole thing got stolen. Yeah. I was in Portland.
Of course.
Yeah, I was so mad. Yeah, I remember those were all the rage for a while. All right, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go, 60 minutes on the clock. When we return, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.